Welcome back to the Coffee Hour with Sarah
and Andy.
And we're talking about something that I love a whole lot in my life.
I like art too.
Art is amazing. Fine arts are great. Being able to create something that I think everyone should have an opportunity to do.
You were also a student of art, so that shows why you're bubbling over this morning. And I appreciate art.
Yes. It's nice to have a space to create in, too.
That's what we're focusing on today, having that space to create.
Yes. So joining us by phone is Sarah Bernhardt, Intersect Art Center Program Director. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Absolutely.
So tell us, before our listeners who haven't heard our other program with you, tell us about Intersect Art, what it is, and how it started.
Yeah. Well, we are a community art center, which, as you said, is just a place where we bring people in to engage the arts, but also engage one another and engage the community. So this whole project really got started while I was in grad school. I was working with a lot of refugee youth at the Peace Center, and I was developing this idea of kind of a socially engaged artistic practice myself. And then when I finished grad school, I was looking for a studio space. And my husband, Bob, had gotten a call to the Holy Cross the year before. And I approached them about using a space in their vacant school building. And they were really willing and supportive to do that. And there were two sort of blatant aspects to my time in the studio at the beginning. And one was that I was the only person working in this massive, beautiful old space. And two, there were neighborhood boys breaking our windows. So Intersect was just really born out of this response to those spaces that I was working in and the needs of engaging vacancy and engaging relationally with my neighborhood.
You mentioned Holy Cross Lutheran Church. What's the connection with Holy Cross, other than your husband being pastor there?
Yeah. So my good friend Jeff Gibbs, y'all probably know him, described Intersect as a placenta, which maybe seems like kind of a strange metaphor. But I really like this idea of that, like, a mother's body, right, and blood is actually hostile to a baby, and the placenta then acts as this protective layer that translates and balances and filters the blood and nutrients. So Intersect really acts in this way with the community and Holy Cross. It allows Holy Cross to care for people who have never been in contact with a church or who have had negative contact with the church. And the Arts Center then provides this really engaging educational and creative environment for that care from our pastors and parishioners to happen. So it's really exciting. Over this past year and a half, we have been in the process of renovating the buildings on the Holy Cross campus. So the school building where we originally got started is now an Eagle Charter School that opened this year, and it's filled with kids from the neighborhood. And then the old seminary, as Holy Cross calls it, is the new Intersect building. And we engage both the school and the local community there. So it's just really a thing of beauty to see it becoming a place of community again, and collaborating with Holy Cross to reinvest and reinvent these spaces.
A little Lutheran bingo. That old seminary is our former studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got a great
It was our first studio.
The giant wire that spans the whole block, basically. It's really exciting.
So what kind of spaces will are there in this building now that people are going to be able to use?
Yeah. So the space is really designed to engage quite a variety of artistic disciplines. We have a gallery space, a ceramic studio, wood shop, metal studio, commercial kitchen, printmaking, dance studio, computer lab, recording studio for music. And then we've got 24 individual artist studio spaces that can be leased out.
Why are we here? We should be there.
I know.
We should have been over there today. That would have been so fun. Now we have to plan a field trip.
We do. Absolutely.
Saturday, come to the grand opening.
How fun.
It's on my Facebook events.
Very good. Yeah, we're expecting a big crowd, so I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Wow. What kind of, you have all of these spaces, what kind of programming will you be able to offer to the community then?
Yeah, so overall, it's designed to make all these amenities really affordable and accessible to the community. So we have, like, monthly memberships. You can come use the spaces for as little as $10 to $30, depending kind of on what you're interested in. We provide arts education during the day to Eagle 5 days a week, and we have after-school programming 5 days a week. We have free adult classes on the weekends. And then we also, you know, facilitate the opportunity for professional artists to come in and make work as well in the various studios. So a lot of educational work. And then we're developing in kind of an outdoor public sculpture park and community gardens, and so some engagement there as well.
I think one of the last times we talked, you had an artist in residence or a visiting artist in the past. Do you still have, any artists arranged to visit this year as well?
So the building, even though we're opening this Saturday, is actually full. We have 24 artists already working in the space. And so we shifted that program a little bit to where we have some funding for artists, local artists, to actually propose projects that engage the community in like kind of collaborative work. And so then we help fund a more of a project-based approach, where before we were like funding, an artist to be there for a whole year or something. But now we have so many artists that we've changed directions a little bit, which is really exciting.
That's incredible.
Now, you mentioned the grand opening of this new space is this weekend, but this isn't the total genesis of connecting and engaging the community with art. How has share with us a story or more of how this has really of someone in the community that has really connected with you through this Intersect Art Center?
Well, I've got one great story. One of my favorites is a girl named Akilah. Again, we do a lot of educational work with local youth. And Akilah's been in the program, I think, for about 3 years now, sort of on and off. So she started with us when she was 9. And at the time, she was having extensive suspensions from school. Her temper was something we really worked on in the arts classroom, and Pastor Bob was really integral in meeting her in that space. And then last summer, we hosted a summer camp that facilitated conflict resolution skills taught through the arts. And she actually helped create this music video that talked about different strategies for conflict resolution. And since we've done a couple of, you know, follow-up conversations with her and have received reports that she's been doing much better in school, she has less suspensions, she told her teacher, yep, that art place, that Pastor Bob, they be changing my life. one of my favorite stories. It's really been great to connect with her and many other youth like her who have kind of similar transformation that happens in the space.
Was this ever something that you imagined you would be doing at this point in your life, creating these spaces for that kind of connection with the community?
Yes and no. I don't think so. I've always wanted to work with people, and I love art, but yeah, I definitely never imagined it on this scale. And the way Holy Cross has just kind of supported and let me run with the project has been a really phenomenal opportunity. So I feel very blessed, and God has really just opened the doors to let all of this transpire.
So the grand opening is this weekend. You said it's going to be a big event. So what kinds of things are going to be happening on this weekend?
Yeah, so we have an open house from 4 to 8. Right away at 4, there's a ribbon cutting ceremony with a lot of public officials and people from the state who will be here to kind of help us officiate a little ceremony. And then the rest of the evening, we have a great art exhibition in the gallery. It features 60 local artists in this really fun project where a photographer took portraits of all these local artists and made like baseball style trading cards of them. Yeah, and so then you like get a pack of cards and you get to see their work and their portraits to kind of visit with everybody. There's a stick of gum included, so you come for that. And then we've got a dance company in residence who will be doing live performances throughout the evening. We've got a participatory art project where people can contribute to a weaving. And from 6 till 7, we have a story circle project where we're kind of contributing to a democratic state of the union, if you will. And then what else? We've got great food coming, a live band, jazz band on the stage. So it'll be kind of a fun time.
You mentioned earlier that this is the result of the great support and collaboration of the congregation. Tell me about this collaboration and who has partnered with you. You mentioned, grants and things like that. Tell me how that, with just under a minute left, tell me a little bit about that collaboration.
Sure. Well, the Lutheran Foundation was really a big part of us getting off the ground. And my husband Bob has been a tremendous partner and really realizing this and connecting, with the congregation, plugging them into opportunities and also framing a way for Holy Cross to reengage their neighborhood after a period of disconnection. And so people have been involved on the ground, but also just the tremendous opportunity to use those buildings to offer this kind of opportunity to the community is a huge part of our business plan, if you will.
Real quickly, where can we find out more about Intersect Art Center and online or on Facebook? Where can we find it?
Yeah, we've got a website at intersectstl.org. A lot of info there. Our Facebook page is just Intersect Art Center. We also have a Instagram that we really enjoy curating. So all those are places where you can find out about the work we're doing. And of course, come to our exhibitions, come visit us, come make some art.
Thanks, Sarah. Sarah Bernhardt, Intersect Art Center Program Director. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.